All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. This is our final segment this evening, and we want to thank Dr. Jody Smith for joining us a little while earlier, as well as Coach Steve Fairchild in the second segment, and also our good friend of the program, Dan Bonner, the basketball analyst and former UVA alumnus. So now I'm going to Habbo, because Habbo's going to give us the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
And as we've done on occasion, we're going to make it player of the game, and we're going to go to the JMU basketball game on Friday night. And we welcomed back Malcolm Brogdon, who on the Virginia first possession knocked down a three-point basket. He had three threes in the first half. I guess in addition to Malcolm Brogdon, it was nice to get Anthony Gill in, out on the floor after his transfer sit out a year.
5 for 5 inside.
Yeah, he clearly showed that he's going to be a significant contributor to the basketball team this year, but it's good to have Brogdon back, and I think we're going to need his perimeter shooting because that's one area, obviously, Joe Harris. But it's going to be good to have Malcolm Brogdon and hopefully others out there making some perimeter shots.
I think London Perentes, as he gets more and more comfortable, is going to be a tough guy to stop. He's fast.
He's fast, and he played 25 minutes the other night, and I think he's going to play a lot.
Get the ball to Toby. Toby inside, baby.
And I'd like to see some guys, rather than when they catch it, giving it the pump fake, I'd like to have guys square their shoulders to the basket and have their feet ready and catch and shoot.
Let it fly, baby.
Do a little Curtis Staples once in a while, you know, particularly when it's Joe Harris. But at any rate, Olympic report real quick. Chris Sill not with us tonight. The men's soccer, they beat BC in overtime 1-0. They play Wake Forest in the ACC tournament on Tuesday. The women's soccer team obviously had a little disappointment in the ACC tournament, but they are the number one seed in the NCAA tournament that will be coming up shortly. The wrestling team beat VMI and Kent State. Our friend Steve Garland, who we've had on the show in the past, we'll certainly have him back soon. And men's swimming and diving, off to a good start. The women beat Penn State and West Virginia in a quad meet, and the men took down West Virginia over the weekend. So continued good news on the Olympic front, and obviously big basketball game tomorrow night, but you wanted to talk briefly about the football schedule,
too.
Well,
let's do the basketball game real quick. First off, Habbo, give us 30 seconds, breaking the game down. Virginia wins how?
I think Dan Bonner was right. Tempo. I often say pressure defense is designed to force turnovers and force tempo. I think VCU would like to play a little faster than Virginia would. So Virginia is really effective if they can set that half-court defense. I think they would make it very difficult on VCU. So VCU, for them to be successful, they need some transition baskets and off of turnovers.
So Tony Bennett has had all summer and all fall to get his players set up, so that they know where to go on the floor and who to pass to beat the press.
They probably, in practice, don't replicate VCU's pressure the way VCU puts it on during the game. It's a little more difficult to put that full-court pressure on when you're playing in the other team's building.
Correct.
If you're playing in the Siegel Center and those people are going crazy down there, that pressure. Plus, I think the interesting thing to me tomorrow night will be the officiating and how the game is called.
Hand-checking
and putting the forearms on guys.
Famous jersey grab.
The early season, they're going to call it tight, which I think is to Virginia's advantage.
Virginia wins how? Final score. Give me a score.
75-69.
All right. I'm going to say that's going to be about right. All right. We got a minute to go. Thursday night football, Georgia Tech at Clemson. Clemson in a crusher, or is it a close game?
It'll be close for a while, but Clemson's just got too many players.
All right. The big game, Maryland at Virginia Tech, and then Miami at Duke. Clearly, Tech has to beat Maryland at home.
They will.
And then Miami is at Duke.
Which is a heck of a game. And Duke is kind of the sentimental choice here. That Duke is still in contention for an ACC title. So
they could sneak their way into the ACC championship game.
It would be fascinating to see Duke play Florida State for the ACC title.
All right. UVA has a bye week. Thank goodness. The team needed a rest. UVA basketball team, big game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock game.
Go KPJ. Hoos.
Go Hoos.
Look forward to it. We'll